Carcerum will begin in a moment. This is Carcerum.
Slow down!
Hey, I said if you could stay on your feet, you could ride the horse.
But it hurts! My bones, and, my leg, and also my arms.
Learn to fight better and you'll feel better.
Look, I'm doing my best. Just take it easy on me, will you? I'm not used to physical combat, just, you know, physical labor.
Yeah? The Terra weren't used to it either, I bet.
Look, we did what we
could. I know! We did what we could. You've been saying that for days.
Look, it wasn't our fight in the first...
How can you say that?
They kidnapped us! We should never have been there. That Notori was huge. It was one of the biggest I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah? You've seen a lot of them, have you?
Hey, look, I stayed. I helped.
I know. But stop saying it's not our fight. It's everyone's fight.
You should just...
What?
I don't know. Never mind.
I just don't like that we left. I hope the rest are okay.
Yeah, me too. So now will you take it easy on my training?
No.
Why not?
You can't just ask someone to stop fighting in the middle of a fight.
They might be tired too.
Listen, if you learn nothing else from our training, please understand this. When you ask your opponent for things in the middle of a fight to the death, it's not likely you'll find common ground. Generally, you resort to violence because alternatives aren't viable. Come on, girl.
I don't know. Some people are just mean. I mean, the Vigils never tried to find common ground.
They're paid to be violent.
No, they're paid to hunt and kill me.
Yeah. It does feel like they just want to kill us all. And that's why we're teaching you how to fight.
Ugh.
You said yourself that you need to learn.
I know. I didn't realize it would be this hard.
It's not hard, you're just bad at it.
Hey, and that's another thing. Antagonizing me doesn't make me a better fighter.
In my experience, beating someone in a fight makes them ashamed and they just want to hide in a hole. Antagonizing them while I do it makes them want to win the next time.
I'm not ashamed, I'm just not good.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Insist you aren't capable. I'm sure the Vigils will hear you out.
Hey, I didn't say that.
Oh, please, please, kind mercenaries, don't do violence to me. I can't defend myself. I'm just not as good.
Hey!
What? You want to hit me now?
Yeah, I really do. How is this supposed to get my confidence up?
It's not. It's supposed to make you want to fight. And hey, would you look at that? Looks like I know what I'm doing, and you should listen to me.
I'm only listening to you because you're better than me. Once I'm better than you, watch out.
It's a deal. All right, you can ride now.
Really? Because I think my leg is going to fall off.
Sure, go on.
I hate your staff, by the way.
Yeah, Godric did too. Here. I'll give you a leg up.
How much further is this place?
I don't know. I've never been there.
Oh. Huh. You think it's close? Well, I have a feeling we found it.
What gave it away? The big wooden door?
Okay, all right. What? What is your deal? You've been grumpy for hours.
I'm sorry. I'm tired, okay? My mind keeps wandering and picturing Godric, the corrupted, and all these terrible things.
I get it. I'm sorry. Listen, we'll go inside, we'll see about a hot meal, and,
What?
How do we get inside?
Hello?
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 Anybody here?
Who is that?
Who said that? Let us in!
Not bloody likely. Look up!
Oh! Hello there! Sorry, we didn't know who you were.
And I still don't know who you are.
Aura!
Don't know you. The other one?
Kevin, sir.
Don't know you either.
So, can we come in?
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because it's almost night! And it's dark at night and we can't see in the dark!
Aura!
It's gonna be almost a full moon. It won't be that dark.
What? Are you kidding me?
I'm just saying. The dark is scary as a piss poor reason to ask for entrance.
We don't want to make trouble. We just have to deliver something and then we can be on our way. Do you know the matriarch of the Gregg family?
I don't. But that is a much more compelling argument. Come on in. I'll have the boys open the gate.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you're clearly not going to cause any more trouble than what's already here.
Oh. Thank you.
And no horses, though.
But this is my horse.
I hear you, and if I'm being honest, I do not care.
Well, what are we supposed to do with it, then?
As it happens, my family operates a stable just inside the gate. My wife will look after your horse while you're in town.
Oh, well, how lucky is that?
For a reasonable fee.
Of course.
Look, we don't have much money, and we're a long way from home.
Well, let's see what you got. Just wait there. Babs! Got a horse for you! Open the gate! Babs!
I heard you, you horse's ass! If you yell at me one more time, I'm gonna gut you in your sleep.
Hello, dears. Looking for a place to put your horse for the night?
Like we told, the guard.
Guard? Ha!
We don't have much money.
Oh, well, let's see then.
Oh, here.
This'll do. Your horse will be in fine hands until you leave.
And I was worried we wouldn't have enough.
I figured we'd have just enough.
You'll find your horse just down there to the left when you're ready to leave.
Please take care of Spirit, Miss...
Oh, don't worry, dear. Name's Barbara, but everyone calls me Babs. What a creature. You ever think of selling her?
Absolutely not.
We take good care of her. This isn't the kind of animal you'd eat.
Well, I mean, if you really need it.
No, you are gonna eat.
Beautiful horses aren't usually the delicious ones. Good-looking horse like this, she'd probably taste terrible.
Can I trust you not to eat my horse, Babs?
I just said all beautiful horses taste terrible. What do you want from me? Although I did dine on a stallion once that was...
You know what?
Hey!
I have a better idea.
What are you doing?
Just a little insurance, Babs. You can have these coins back when we leave. If Spirit is taken care of. Very well.
Really?
Aura.
So, do we have a deal?
You have a deal. You're gonna do fine in this town, even for someone so clean. Oh, and don't worry. I would never eat a horse, dear. I'd sooner eat a person.
What's going on down there?
Oh, shut up and keep to your own business, you pig fart!
I just wanted to shut the gate, dear. If you would not mind stepping inside the town already!
Listen, you weasel's ass!
Oh, we should probably do that. Sorry, kids. Lovely chatting, but I want to get your horse inside before it gets too dark outside.
Babs, do you know the Gregg family? There's supposedly a woman with that name in Shadowrun.
Huh. No, doesn't ring a bell.
Are we even sure she lives here? Or that she's still alive, even?
Are you sure she doesn't live here? You see, Babs, we have an important family heirloom for her.
Well, I don't know you, Gregg, but if anybody does, asking around the Lord's Throne pub would do the trick.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It's not.
Oh.
Oh, and watch out for Lexi.
Thank you.
Welcome to Shadowrun!
Still think they have nice parks here someplace?
Not particularly. I'm starting to think this is not the friendliest place.
I have a feeling it's gonna get worse before it gets better.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Huh. Well, this is a
real... Look out!
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I don't think they actually wanted to hit you, if that makes you feel any better.
You know, it doesn't.
Oi! Really?
Let's just hope someone in here knows who we're looking for.
I'll go talk to the bartender. You ask around the tables.
What, are you kidding?
Hey, hero!
You just want me to go strike up a conversation.
Hey, clean boy. You deaf?
What? Me?
Sorry about the bottle. It slipped right out of Gary's hand. Right, fellas? Hey, why don't you come over here and let him make it up to you?
Oh, this is a bad idea.
See? You're making friends already.
Oh,
hey, watch it!
Sorry, I was just trying...
No one cares what you were trying to do. And no one cares if you live or die.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, hold on.
Where are you?
Okay. What do you want?
Are you...
A gnome. Yes, an impatient. What do you want?
Information.
Never heard of it. Troy Grog.
What? Hey, get back here.
Let me know when you need another.
Can't you just answer?
We could, but we won't. Gary here has been nice enough to welcome you to his table, and you won't even play with him.
I totally would, but I hurt myself practicing my moves. I got a little, back thing now.
Come on! Feats of strength, you new little bastard. What? You afraid to arm wrestle a 200-year-old man? Look at him, the little wimp.
I don't think you're really 200 years old, Gary.
You're only as old as you feel. And 200 feels about right. Come on, give us a go. I'll tell you what you want to know if you win. Give the people what they want, boy.
I'm not a boy.
What's the wager?
I don't have any money.
So don't lose then.
Why do you want to arm wrestle me? There's so many other people you could do this with.
It's a custom here at the Lord's Throne. New ones, That's all the old one. And this is all I have.
Well, I feel bad for you if that's true.
Son of the...
Gary, I think you jiggled his brains loose with your ring.
Why do you have such a big ring?
We all have them, and they never come off.
Unless the hand does.
What happened to your other hand?
Stop it! Don't stick around here long if I were you, kid, if you can't handle yourself. That was barely a tickle.
Let's try this again. Have you seen anybody, anyone, with the name Greg?
I see lots of stuff.
I'm asking... Oh! Oh! No! No! I'm asking, have you seen any Gregs around here? Ugh. Do any Gregs live here?
Oh! No.
You've been a huge help.
Yeah, short joke. Very funny. You're too clean. What are you doing alone? You got some kind of virus or something?
Ugh.
Yeah, well, the joke's on you then. Aura, that was a really bad idea.
What happened?
To him? Well, he looks like he just got his ass kicked by the old man.
Yeah, well, he had a big ring. And I don't think he's as old as he says he is, so... Well, that's something.
No. It isn't.
Shut up. Did you learn anything?
No. An old man slapped me when I wouldn't arm wrestle him.
Did you ask him whether he knew the Gregs or not?
I tried, but he seemed dead set on either arm wrestling me or beating me senseless.
You should have tried some of what we learned.
I felt bad for him. He said he's 200 years old.
Nobody's that old.
What did you say to me, hero boy? You wanna have a piece of this?
Ah, okay. I see now. You just shove him.
Unless you know the whereabouts of the Greg family, leave us the hell alone, old man.
He does have a name, Aura.
Why would I care?
Because I know the Gregs. Nothing my legs broke now.
Oh, your leg's Ooh. Fine. Where can I find them? I have a family heirloom I need to deliver. It was a dying man's wish.
Elizabeth, don't need any more stuff.
Hey, that must be his aunt.
Does this ring any bells, old man?
Gary. I'm the one called Gary. Yeah, that's theirs all right. It's the Greg family crest.
Finally, thank you. Do you know where we can find them?
I don't know. I haven't been allowed near Elizabeth since I tried to get rid of her house.
Gary, you're not making any sense. How do you get rid of a house?
Elizabeth, who can I say this, collects things. A lot of things for no particular reason, just to have them.
Okay. Well, where is this house you didn't get rid of?
It's by the backside of town. When you think you've gone too far, keep going. Then you'll come to a wooden shack. That's not it. Keep going a bit further until...
I get it. We'll figure it out. Well, great. We've got something to add to our collection. Right, Kevin? Hey, Kevin.
What's the matter, kid? Haven't you ever seen a prophecy before?
That's not the prophecy.
You're not reading, are you? That's kind of a big no-no.
No, but it's different than the one you showed me. The lines, they're longer.
That's a genuine prophecy, you noodle. What? You don't believe me? Here, I'll arm wrestle you to prove it.
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's show right after this message.
Look, I'd consider myself in training still. I'm not ready for this.
You're as ready as you need to be. Come on!
I really don't think we need to do this. We have a lead on where Godric's aunt is. We've got a new prophecy, which, you know, is fun. Why go looking for trouble?
You're right.
See? Look, we got what we needed. Let's just
You're not ready. I'll do it myself.
Wait!
Conrad!
Carcerum, created by Shane Salk and William Holmes. Follow at Carcerum the Series on your favorite social media platform. For a full cast and crew list of Carcerum, please visit our website at carcerumtheseries.com.